This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. So it's been a busy day, and I don't know if we're going to hear the president this hour or not, but if we do, certainly we'll bring it to you. But that just broke a short time ago. I told you Bill Barr was testifying before the House Oversight Committee, and while we don't have any audio or anything like that, this is what we were told. James Comer told reporters partway through Barr's testimony, quote, he said that he had never seen anything that would implicate President Trump in any of this. And that he believed if there had been anything pertaining to President Trump with respect to the Epstein list, that he felt that he felt like the Biden administration would probably have leaked it out. There you go. We'll keep you posted if any new developments come out around that. So earlier today, the president hosted Zelensky in the Oval Office. We're going to start with some clips in case you're just joining us now, if you're just getting out of work or whatever. We play them in the 3 o'clock hour. Then I'm going to play you some clips from the president meeting with European leaders. We took that live in the 3 o'clock hour. But again, you may just be getting out of work or whatever you're doing. So I want to make sure you're up to speed. Welcome Zelensky to the Oval Office today. They sat down and they chatted for a while with the media in the Oval Office. Zelensky was wearing a suit. And actually, we'll start there. We'll start with that. The reporter to Zelensky saying, you look fabulous in that suit. Fabulous. Cut number three, Sean.
Yes, sir. I've got a question for each of you. First of all, Mr. President Zelensky, you look fabulous in that suit.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, look, you look good.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, looks good.
I said someone that attacked you last time. See, that was I remember that.
Yeah, I apologize to you. You look wonderful. No, my first question for you, President Zelensky.
In the same suit. You see, I changed you.
Maybe yours is much better. Real quickly.
There you go. President said, I think progress is being made, very substantial progress in many ways. This is prior to the meeting with the European leaders. Cut number one.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to have the president of Ukraine with us. We've had a lot of good discussions, a lot of good talks, and I think progress is being made, very, very substantial progress in many ways. We had a good meeting, as you know. Just a short while ago with the president of Russia. And I think there's a possibility that something could come out of it. And today's meeting is very important. We have, I guess, the seven very powerful leaders from Europe. And we're going to be meeting with them right after this meeting. And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. If I can, first of all, thank you for the invitation, and thank you very much for your efforts, personal efforts to stop killings and stop this war. Thank you. And using this opportunity, many thanks to your wife, First Lady of the United States. She sent a letter to Putin about our children, abducted children, and my wife, she, First Lady of Ukraine. She gave the letter. It's not to you, to your wife.
I won. Yeah.
So we are saying this sensitive topic. Yeah. Yes, please. And thanks to our partners, and that you supported this format, that after our meeting we can have leaders who are around us, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Finland, EU, NATO, I mean, all partners around Ukraine supporting us. Thanks to them. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you very much for being here.
Now, as you know, the First Lady Melania Trump sent a letter to President Putin saying it is time. And in that letter to Putin, she wrote that it's time for peace. Dear President Putin, every child, we can find it here. Sorry, I lost it. Every child shares the same quiet dreams in their heart, whether born randomly into a nation's rustic countryside or a magnificent city center. They dream of love, possibility, and safety from danger. As parents, it is our duty to nurture the next generation's hope. As leaders, the responsibility to sustain our children extends beyond the comfort of a few. Undeniably, we must strive to paint a dignity-filled world for all, so that every soul may wake to peace, and so that the future itself is perfectly guarded. A simple yet profound concept, Mr. Putin, as I am sure you agree, is that each generation's descendants begin their lives with a purity, an innocence which stands above geography, government, and ideology. In today's world, some children are forced to carry a quiet laughter, untouched by the darkness around them, a silent defiance against the forces that can potentially claim their future. Mr. Putin, you can single-handedly restore their melodic laughter. In protecting the innocence of these children, you will do more than serve Russia alone. You serve humanity itself. Such a bold idea transcends all human division, and you, Mr. Putin, are fit to implement this vision with a stroke of the pen today. It is time. That is what the First Lady Melania Trump wrote to Vladimir Putin. When asked about that, the president said the following, cut number two.
The First Lady felt very strongly. She's watched the same thing that you watch and that I watch. I see things that you don't get to see, and it's horrible. But when she's got a great love of children, she has a wonderful son that she loves probably more than anybody, including me. I hate to say it, but she loves her son. She loves children, and she hates to see something like this happening. And that goes for other wars too. I mean, she sees the heartbreak, the parents, the funerals that you see on television. Always funerals. We want to see something other than funerals. No, she felt it was a beautiful letter. It was very well received by him. And she did ask me to say, you know, she would love to see this end. She would love to see it end. And she says it very openly, very proudly, and with great sorrow, because so many people have been killed.
Now, I want to jump ahead to cut 19. Bill Maher conceding that what President Trump is doing is that he doesn't want people to die in war. Shocking. And for Bill Maher to say this, of course, is even more shocking. But he's conceding that President Trump's doing a lot of things right. I don't think he wants to say this, but, you know, he's calling it like he sees it. Cut 19.
Look, I'll say this for Trump. He's got this idea that America is still the biggest swinging in the world. And we have not used our power as much as we should. That's what the tariffs are about. We have the power to change other nations' trading practices with us, some of which were out of line. I'm surprised that people went along with it as much as they did. So he wasn't completely wrong about that. He said, look, NATO hasn't been paying their fair share. I'm going to make them do that. He wasn't wrong about that. And I'll tell you this one thing about him that I know, I'm not going to tell you how I know, but a lot of people have seen the same thing. He really does hate war. He really does not like it when people die in war.
Doesn't like it when people die in war. I agree. And I think he also, as I've said, I think he wants to be a consequential president, and he wants to end this thing. He wants to see it end. Why he's brought all these people to the White House today. So apparently a hot mic caught President Trump whispering. I think this is the caught him whispering to French President Macron before the multilateral meeting. I think he, Putin, wants to make a deal. I think he wants to make a deal for me. You understand that? As crazy as it sounds. Well, I think he gets it. I think he's intimidated the fact that Trump will use the economic hammer against Russia when it comes to energy. And if other countries around the world stop buying Russia's oil and natural gas, then Russia's got a major problem. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that is the case. So then they jumped ahead to a meeting with the world leaders today. And let's talk with, we'll start with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, talking about how something has changed thanks to you. Cut 33.
Thank you very much, Donald, Mr. President, for hosting us today in this important meeting. And I think it is an important day, a new phase, after 3 years and a half that we didn't see any kind of sign from the Russian side that there was a willing for dialogue. So something is changing, something has changed, thanks to you. Thanks also to the stalling in the battlefield, which was achieved with the bravery of Ukrainians and with the unity that we all provided to Ukraine. And the reason why I mention it is that we also have to remind that if we want to reach peace and if we want to guarantee justice, we have to do it united. So that's why it's a very good day, the one we are in. You can obviously count on Italy as it was from the beginning. We are on the side of Ukraine, and we do absolutely support your efforts towards peace.
Think about what she said about how for 3.5 years, nothing happened. There were no talks. There were no meetings. There were no conversations about ceasefires. Nothing. Nothing. And that's the key, is that the military-industrial complex was just making their money and selling their weapons, and people were getting rich. And there was not a single effort to end the war as people just died. I mean, you can't deny that. You can hate Trump's guts, but you can't deny that. Finnish President Alex Stubb, who's not nearly as attractive as the former president of Finland. That was her, right? The one, the hot one who got dancing, who was, right, Matt? That was the one? Years
was
ago.
Was she Finland?
Wasn't that her? Was it Finland?
I don't know. I have to, let me find out while we listen to the clip.
All right, you find out we're in the clip. Cut 35.
Hey. I think in the past 2 weeks, we've probably had more progress in ending this war than we have in the past 3.5 years.
See? We've had more progress in the last 3.5 weeks, 3.5 days than in the last 3.5 years, because they didn't want it to end. That's why the previous administration didn't want it to end. They were bought and paid for by the military-industrial complex. It was the military-industrial complex that was behind the letter 51 former national security deep state hacks who said the Russian lab, the Hunter Biden laptop, was Russian disinformation. Who do you think those people were? And they make up the boards of all the military complex companies. They didn't want the war to end. And Joe Biden, who was on the paycheck of Ukraine at one point through his idiot crackhead son, he wasn't about to object. Ukraine's corrupt. Russia's corrupt. Nobody wanted the war to end. I'm not so sure either country wants the war to end now, by the way. But the president of the United States does. And Europe does. Yeah, Santa Marin, who got in some trouble, right, for dancing or whatever.
Yeah, I think she ultimately ended up resigning.
Yeah. Oof. She could end this war. This is the Secretary General of NATO. Cut 36.
I really want to thank you, President of the United States, dear Donald, for the fact that you, as I said before, broke the deadlock, with President Putin by starting that dialogue. And I think it was in February that you had the first phone call. And from there, we are now where we are today. And that is, I think, if we play this well, we could end this. And we have to end this. We have to stop the killing. We have to stop the destruction of Ukraine's infrastructure. It is a terrible war. So I'm really excited.
President talked about the odds of ending the war. Two willing parties. We're going to make a deal. We'll see if it can be done. Cut 32.
So we're going to be meeting for a while, and we're going to discuss some of the issues. And I don't think there's any issue that's overly complex. It's at a point now where people want to do things. I really do believe. I've known him for a long time. I've always had a great relationship with him. I think that President Putin wants to find an answer, too. And we'll see. And in a certain period of time, not very far from now, a week or 2 weeks, we're going to know whether or not we're going to solve this, or is this horrible fighting going to continue? We'll do the best to get it ended. And I believe you have two willing parties, and usually that's good news, but two willing parties that want to make a deal. And we'll journey together, and we'll go over, and we'll see if it can be done. And it's possible it might not be able to be done. On the other hand, it's possible it will, and we're going to save thousands and thousands of lives a week. And so it's something we really have to do.
The question, of course, of an immediate ceasefire, and obviously there's an issue. If there's a ceasefire, does Russia have time to rebuild? That's why we just like to see it end. Cut 34.
All of us would obviously prefer an immediate ceasefire while we work on a lasting peace, and maybe something like that could happen. As of this moment, it's not happening, but President Zelensky and President Putin can talk a little bit more about that. You know, in the six or so wars that we stopped, we haven't had a ceasefire. And so I don't know that it's necessary. You can do it through the war, but it would be I like the ceasefire from another standpoint. You immediately stop the killing. But I believe a peace agreement at the end of all of this is something that's very attainable, and it can be done in the near future. With all of the wars that I got involved in, we only have this one left. Of course, as I walk out the door, there'll probably be a new one starting, and I'll get that stopped, too. But I thought this was going to be one of the easier ones. It's actually one of the most difficult and very complex. The next step would be for a trilateral meeting, and that will be worked out. And I just look forward to working and having a great result.
And that issue of a trilat, and this is cut number six, the question of a trilateral meeting and when that'll happen. And apparently the president called President Putin after the meeting with the European leaders broke up. We can't confirm that or not, but cut number six.
We just spoke to, I was just telling the president, I just spoke to President Putin indirectly, and we're going to have a phone call right after these meetings today. And we may or may not have a trilat. If we don't have a trilat, then the fighting continues. And if we do, we have a good chance. I think if we have a trilat, there's a good chance of maybe ending it. But he's expecting my call when we're finished with this meeting.
So this is what the president has posted just a few moments ago. I had a very good meeting with distinguished guests, President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, President Emmanuel Macron of France, President Alexander Stubb of Finland, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni of Italy, Prime Minister Keir Starmer of the United Kingdom, Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany, Friedrich Merz, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte, in the White House, which ended in a further meeting in the Oval Office. During the meeting, we discussed security guarantees for Ukraine. Which guarantees would be provided by the various European countries with a coordination with the United States of America? Everyone is very happy about the possibility of peace, in all caps, for Russia/Ukraine. At the conclusion of the meetings, I called President Putin and began the arrangements for a meeting at a location to be determined between President Putin and President Zelensky. After that meeting takes place, we will have a trilat, which would be the two presidents plus myself. Again, this was a very good early step for a war that has been going on for almost 4 years. Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff are coordinating with Russia and Ukraine. Thank you for your attention to this matter. There you go. That just broke moments ago. All right, listen, when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom remodeling division, kitchen remodeling as well. Emmons will not only make your home great again, it will be stunning from the curb and will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. And they install American-made roofing products. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. Don't wait. Call Emmons today or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Remember, I've used Emmons in two different homes over 12 years. They replaced my roof, my windows, remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in our old home. When it got time to sell, we sold that home for a premium. Well, make sure you tell them I sent you and reach out to them today. Reach out to them today. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And remember, before you know it, I hate to say it, but the winter's going to be here. So how's that roof doing? Have Emmons give you a free roof inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. But if you do, you'll get the Owens Corning shingle. They are platinum certified contractor when it comes to the Owens Corning shingle. American made, best in the business. That's what you get from Emmons, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Biggity big, as Don would say. Secretary of something or other, Mike McCall, is praising Donald Trump, U.S. ambassador to Russia under Obama, praising Donald Trump on his handling of Russia. By the way, there's a little blow up on social media after Gavin Newsom and his social media team. So this is interesting because this is blowing up. So Scott Pressler, who, of course, is a friend of the show and the station, Scott Pressler put out a post on social media. And in the post on social media, Scott Pressler, who has long hair, and he said in the post on social media, basically, California, he said Pennsylvania's registered all these new Republicans, and nothing would make Gavin, I'll read you the post. He said, Republicans are 52,939 active voters away from flipping Pennsylvania. There are 1.1 million no party affiliated voters in Pennsylvania. Nothing would anger Governor Shapiro more than for the Commonwealth to turn red, register as a Republican today. Now, Gavin Newsom's office responded to Scott Pressler, who, as you know, is openly gay, responded to Scott Pressler with a picture saying, "Thank you, Nancy Mace." Tommy Lahren, a Fox News, retweeted it and said, "New lows unlocked by Governor Gavin Newsom's office and his team of losers." Gavin Newsom's press office responded to Tommy Lahren saying, "You sound woke." Now, Dana Perino was talking about this on The Five a short time ago. And what Dana Perino was saying on The Five, which I agree with, is that she said, basically, kind of the following: you have to stop with the Twitter thing. If I were his wife, I would say, "You are making a fool of yourself. Stop it." He's got a big job as governor of California, but if he wants an even bigger job, he has to be a little more serious. Now, one of the Obama podcast bros, Jon Favreau, the other one, not the screenwriter and actor, retweeted that and said, "Absolutely, Gavin should take a lesson from Donald Trump on this. Hey, Dana Perino, what do you think of the president's social media habits?" Now, Dana Perino has never been shy about criticizing Donald Trump's social media habits, by the way. But she replied to Jon Favreau and said the following: "Copying isn't a good look and it isn't working. He should come up with his own original content, as you did and have been successful with." And Jon Favreau wrote back and said, "I mean, it's pretty clear a parody of Trump's absolutely insane, all caps, often nonsensical posts. Probably why all the people in my life who aren't political junkies keep reaching out to say they don't know much about Newsom, but think the tweets are hilarious. Humor and mockery can be quite effective." And then Dana responded, "Cool if it works and he's your 2028 nom, I will buy you dinner." And I think that this is the problem with a lot of people on the left and the Democrats, which is they keep trying to be Trump, whether it's cursing or whether it's mocking or whether it's and this is why so many of them are dropping profanities and everything else. They keep doing all this. They keep doing these things because they don't know how to respond. So they just keep thinking, "Well, I can just be like Trump." So whether it's Cory Booker cursing and dropping F-bombs, or it's Jasmine Crockett or whoever else. And now you've got the official governor's office mocking a gay guy and saying he looks like a woman, which, I mean, if I did that, I'd be called transphobic and homophobic and everything else. But it's Gavin Newsom, so that's perfectly fine that his office is doing it. And it's Scott Pressler, and since he's a Republican and he's gay, it's perfectly fine to target him and say he looks like a woman, I guess. But again, it's the Democrats don't know what to do. So when they don't have a message, you don't have an issue, they just you and then you look like a cheap parody is what you do. You look like a cheap knockoff cover band is what you look like. It's a cheap knockoff cover band. And it doesn't work. But I mean, he'll get a lot of social media attention. But again, this is the other point too, which is that in their mind, they think that clicks and views equal success. So they're pointing to the fact that because Newsom's office responded, CNN is writing that Newsom's office has tracked 1 billion impressions over X, TikTok, Facebook, and other social media with millions of new followers, including for his Gov Press alone, 150,000 followers and 127 million impressions since August 1st. But this is to the point earlier that we were saying about Denzel Washington, which is that just because you're getting clicks and just because you're getting views and just because you're getting eyeballs doesn't mean that it's working for you. And doesn't mean that it's working for you. I think he looks like a clown. I think he looks like a bad Donald Trump cover band. And I think it's bad, and they should stop. They should rise above it instead of trying to act like Trump. And also openly mocking Pressler. Why? He didn't even take a shot at Gavin Newsom. So they're engaging in being transphobe, and they're engaging in mocking a gay guy who happens to be conservative and Republican, and somehow that's okay. It also shows that there's rules for thee, but not for me, which is another problem that the left keeps having, too, which is they keep showing how the rules don't apply to them. And it's terrible. And I don't think it works for them, not in the least. By the way, here's the president caught on that hot mic with French President Emmanuel Macron. Got it, Matt? Matt, do you have the cover band?
Great.
Thank you for being on. Yeah.
To set up a trilat, you know. So.
And where are you?
Yeah, I think he wants. I think he wants to make a deal for me. You understand that? As crazy as it sounds. Yeah, sit down. Sit down, everybody.
Okay.
I think we'll let the press
waiting
come
for
in
the,
for a
waiting
minute.
For the office.
Yeah, he does want to make a deal. I think it's pretty obvious. Here's Obama's former ambassador to, I'm sorry, Biden. Oh, yeah, Obama's former ambassador to Russia praising Trump for the progress he's making with Ukraine. Go ahead.
Very positive meeting. And whoever had the idea to bring all these European leaders together, in addition to President Zelensky, that was a brilliant, brilliant idea. And having it come so quickly after Alaska was also very important because now they've changed the talking points here. Just in this meeting alone, they've walked back some of the positions that the president was echoing when he met with President Putin. So this is very positive progress. The fact that they're talking about a ceasefire again, Chancellor Merz brought it up in particular. There's no logic. I want to underscore this idea that a ceasefire gets in the way of negotiations. That is not historically true. And why should people continue to die while they're negotiating? So I'm glad that's back on the table. And second, the most important thing is that they're talking about security guarantees with European soldiers being a part of that. That is major progress with American assistance. I myself would like NATO guarantees rather than NATO-like guarantees. But if you have to compromise, I think this is an important compromise and a step forward.
Good. And as I mentioned to you, that the breaking news is that the president writing on Truth Social that he had a very good meeting. And then he called President Putin, and they're now going to have a trilat. That's the next step. A trilat, which would be the two presidents plus himself. And we'll see where we go from there. So I mentioned earlier in the show today how there's this great piece that was written, how Phil Murphy caused New Jersey's energy rates to soar. The New Jersey governor's race, where you've got Republican Jack Ciccarelli versus the Democrat Mikey Sherrill. And I do think this is a change election. And I do think energy policies are going to be on the ballot. And Mikey Sherrill's blaming PJM, which is basically the energy broker, for lack of a better term. All right. And this is interesting. So despite flat electricity demand for the past two decades and some of the lowest energy usage per capita among the 50 states, New Jersey residents pay some of the highest retail power prices in the country. As of April, the Garden State ranked number 12 in the nation with prices more than 15% above the U.S. national average. This gap has widened further in the wake of the recent decision by the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities to approve an additional 17 to 20% rate increase for most utility customers starting in June. A decade ago, the outlook for New Jersey electricity prices was much brighter. New Jersey was adding natural gas generation capacity to take advantage of abundant, low-cost Marcellus shale gas located next door in Pennsylvania. By 2016, New Jersey achieved energy independence by supplying all its power needs with in-state generation for the first time in its history, partially fueled by Pennsylvania gas. Then the state threw it all away. Since electing His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy in November of 2017, New Jersey has shut down all its coal plants, reduced its natural gas generation capacity, and increased its reliance on intermittent wind and solar power. Trenton is on a quest to achieve 100% clean, in air quotes, electricity production by 2035. Under the King's leadership, New Jersey has tilted offshore windmills, none of which have been completed to date, thank God, mainly due to cost overruns, despite the state's generous financial incentives. New Jersey has also subsidized the rollout of solar power, even though the state experiences only 94 days with less than 30% cloud cover in an average year, which, by the way, side note, probably explains why so many of us are grumpy. We don't get enough sunlight. You know, in Colorado and Utah, those states out there, they get 300 days of sunlight a year. Yeah. The state ranks seventh in the country for small-scale solar power generation, with rooftop and utility pole solar panels now ubiquitous. Such supply-side mismanagement has led to a 12% decrease in New Jersey's electric generating capacity. Over the same period, average residential power prices have increased by almost a third. Even as consumption declined, the shale revolution has led to a significant drop in U.S. natural gas prices since the early aughts. But New Jersey electricity customers have seen no benefit in their monthly bills. Not only that, my rates have gone up. Even though I've used less electricity and natural gas than last year, my rates have gone up. So we know it's all about Murphy. Bottom line. Rather than milling out and mailing out government checks to provide temporary ratepayer relief, as the Murphy administration has recently done, New Jersey needs to take responsibility for its own energy destiny by returning to energy self-sufficiency. Despite Trenton's climate delusion, from a reliability, cost, and emissions perspective, New Jersey already has an optimal generation mix. Natural gas and nuclear currently compromise more than 90% of its electricity output. The Garden State just needs to supersize both fuel sources to catch up with current demand as well as projected load growth. How do you do that? Well, new natural gas combined cycle plants can be delivered within 3 years and are the most affordable option. More natural gas power will also allow New Jerseyites finally to receive the Marcellus shale dividend they were promised years ago. Large-scale nuclear reactors take longer to complete but never go dark during their 80-year operating lives. New Jersey should take advantage of the Trump administration's push to quadruple domestic nuclear capacity by 2050. In a hopeful sign earlier this year, the state's Public Utilities Board sent out a request for information on potentially building new nuclear power plants in the state. Don't believe that. That's a scam. That's being done to make people believe the Democrats will actually embrace nuclear power. They won't. Mikey Sherrill gets elected, they'll continue with the same green nonsense. You know why? Because like every other Democrat who becomes president or governor, they all think they can become president. In order to become president, you have to embrace the green nonsense. So we'll be right back where we were. Trust me on this point. I'm not wrong. Don't doubt me. All right, quick break. We're coming right back as we continue our fourth and final hour and one step closer to peace. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, Eric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Eric Swalwell recorded himself in a grocery store chucking his hat on the ground because of Trump's high grocery prices. We're going to wait tomorrow for that so that we can get it on video and so DeSantis's inner 10-year-old can come out. But Anna Paulina Luna, we're going to wait on that too because she's better on video than audio, kind of like the girls we had on the show on Friday, Matt DeSantis. But if you're wondering, she's seen evidence of interdimensional beings with credible people reporting movement outside of time and space. She said that on Joe Rogan's podcast. We'll get into that tomorrow as well. And obviously, we'll see if there's any developments coming from the Trump-Russia meeting. Just a heads up, I'll be on America's Newsroom tomorrow in the 10 a.m. hour, sometime tomorrow in the 10 a.m. hour. I don't know when, but 10 a.m. hour. So let's see. Oh, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. 10 a.m. on set. Okay, so it's right at 10 a.m. apparently. There you go. All right, so 10 a.m. on set. 10 a.m. I don't know what I'm talking about yet, though, Matt. Don't know what I'm talking about. They don't tell me the topic till I'm in the car.
I'm glad you're promoting it, though. You always fail to promote your Fox appearances. Actually, the last time you really did fail to promote it.
I did. Yo, this time I'm promoting it because it's confirmed. So this, you know, now that it's confirmed, I'll promote it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Confirmed, I'll promote it. So
I know I always joke, you don't self-promote enough. Nobody knows when you're on Fox. But then the last time you really didn't mention it and no one had any idea that you were on.
No, and Benedict Coates can't take my spot tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe you should keep it to yourself just in case she has her eyes on it.
Yeah, she's not even around. I know she's not in the area, so So she can't even sneak up there and take my spot because it's on set. So they can't even send a van for her.
I did see the van, though, in K-May. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a cool van.
Yeah.
Cool. It doesn't say Fox on it or anything, though, but it is a cool van.
I don't know for certain it was the van, but I'm guessing it was the van. It was massive. It looked pretty high tech.
Pretty massive and high tech, right? Yeah. What's my out time?
You've got 90 seconds.
About 90 seconds. All right. Well, thanks, Sean, for stepping up today. Appreciate it. Good work, good music. And Matt, thanks for...
I don't think your mic was on.
Sorry. I moved over. I didn't reach for a paperclip. What are you going to do when that happens? Hey, when that happens. Anyway, so tomorrow we might have more on all this stuff with Ukraine. We'll see where that goes. And do we have any guests booked tomorrow?
I don't think we have anyone yet. We will have guests. I just don't know who yet.
All right. Because we have a short week. Thank God. Thank God. A short week.
Oh, yeah. You're not in on Friday.
I'm working, though. I'm working hard. I'll be taping Fox News Saturday night Friday.
Well, it's nice that you promoted your appearance.
Yeah, unless Fela bumps me again. Then he's really dead to me. Then he's even more dead to me than Coates is at that point. So.
Oh, what if he bumps you four codes?
Oh, then worlds are colliding. Then it's the Keymaster and the Gatekeeper and the freaking Stay Puft Marshmallow Man if that happens. You know what I mean? So we're done at that point. That's how that works. All right, thanks for listening. Speaking of which, Fox Across America with Jimmy Fail is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Back with you tomorrow at 3 right here on Talk Radio 1210. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.